prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Government plans to introduce bill to regulate entrepreneurs and SMEs. Expert urges government to increase funding for extension offices in supplementary budget. In Global News, Thai Prime Minister suspended over leaked phone call. For the main news at 13 hours, my name is Constance Mazina Mwinga. Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Elias Mubanga has disclosed plans to introduce a bill in Parliament aimed at regulating small and medium enterprises, SMEs and entrepreneurs. The proposed law will focus on formalizing micro-businesses and addressing the challenges within the informal sector, particularly in securing loans. Speaking when he featured on the Tuesday edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM this morning, Mr. Mubanga expressed concern over the growing number of government-funded empowerment loans that are not being repaid. Mr. Mubanga says the bill, once enacted into law, will help address challenges faced by SMEs in the informal sector, promoting their contribution to the country's development, especially that the informal sector contributes about 88% in job creation. Meanwhile, Mr. Mubanga has disclosed that all beneficiaries of empowerment programs under his ministry through the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, will now be required to undergo business development and capacity building training.
Last year we launched the SME policy, in fact SME and cooperative policy that is now guiding the ministry together with our SMEs, the way forward to grow small and medium businesses. And this year I'm looking forward, to take a bill into Parliament, that ever the first ever bill for SMEs in this country, to guide some of the gaps that has been there legally. Yeah. So I'm looking into that. For example, when you look in terms of taxes, you look in terms of so many of documents, for someone to open up a company, all these things.
The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has accused President Hakainde Hichilema of mocking Zambians by justifying electricity exports at a time when the country is grappling with widespread load shedding. President Hichilema yesterday, while commissioning the 100 megawatts Chibombo solar plant, justified the continued electricity exports, citing the need to balance exports with domestic demand to ensure Zambia's economic growth through the substantial earnings. However, FDD spokesperson Anthony Chibuye has described the president's remarks as a mockery of the highest order, claiming that this reflects a government that is out of touch with the suffering of ordinary citizens and local businesses. He has questioned the rationale behind prioritizing power exports while local industries and households are left in the dark for prolonged periods, saying most Zambians have had their businesses shut down or affected due to perennial load shedding, worsened by poor load management and weak energy policies. Mr. Chweye has maintained that economic development should be anchored on boosting local productivity through reliable power supply rather than exporting electricity at the expense of the citizens.
It is the mockery of the highest order that President Hakainde Hichilema is doing on the Zambian people. Today, Mr. President, most of our people have had their businesses either shut or affected in one way or another due to this perennial road shedding, which has worsened and has been worsened by the poor road management and poor policy by your administration as president. How can the old president mock a nation in distress that electricity export is necessary for economic development?
agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has called on government to allocate more funds from the supplementary budget to support extension offices. Recently, the Ministry of Finance and National Planning presented the supplementary budget of 33.6 billion kwacha in Parliament, aimed at sustaining essential social and agricultural initiatives, among other pressing needs. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Bulaya has expressed concern over the lack of transportation for many extension offices, which hinders their ability to effectively monitor farming activities. Meanwhile, Dr. Bulaya has questioned how government intends to assess the progress of farmers participating in key programs like the Farmer Input Support Program, FIS, without adequate resources for monitoring.
We need to see a situation where government should channel some of these resources to extension delivery, especially in terms of mobility, you know, for the camp extension and block extension officers, where fuel is concerned, and also where accommodation is refurbished. And I think these are some of the areas the government needs to ensure that resources are channeled to ensure that delivery is effective, especially for our farmers.
The Kitso Council has uncovered an alleged illegal acquisition of its prime land at the Freedom Park in Kitwe, which is now appearing on title under a private developer's name. Council Public Relations Officer Emmanuel Lupikisha says the discovery was made during an ongoing exercise aimed at ensuring all council properties are properly titled in line with a government directive to enhance asset management and safeguard public land. According to Mr. Lupikisha, preliminary investigations indicate that the title deed for the land currently housing council offices near the NAPSA complex was obtained between December 2024 and January 2025 without its knowledge or consent. He says the council has since recommended the immediate cancellation of the purported title deed that was illegally obtained and has reported the matter to law enforcement agencies to allow for a thorough investigation regarding the illegal transaction. In a statement, Mr. Lupikisha says the land in question has been strategically earmarked by the local authority to attract investment in the hospitality sector, a move aligned with Kitwe's development agenda. In global news, Thailand's Constitutional Court has suspended Prime Minister Prithongnan Shinawatra, who has come under mounting pressure to resign over her leaked phone conversation with former Cambodian leader Hun Sen. The clip in which Prithongnan called him uncle and criticized a Thai military commander sparked public anger and a petition for her dismissal, which the court is now considering. That would make Prithongnan the third politician in the powerful Shinawatra clan, which has dominated Thai politics for the past two decades, to lose power before completing their term. The BBC reports on this and other world news stories.
Thailand's Prime Minister Prithongnan Shinawatra has been suspended by the Constitutional Court over a leaked phone conversation. She's apologized for the call, in which she told Cambodia's powerful former leader Hun Sen to disregard a Thai military general who said Thailand was ready to fight its neighbor. She said the call was part of a negotiating tactic to defuse border tensions. The U.S. Senate is holding a series of votes on amendments to President Trump's massive tax and spending bill. It would extend current tax cuts and reduce some welfare programs. Reports from Turkey say police have arrested at least 120 city officials in Izmir, a stronghold of the opposition CHP. Prosecutors ordered the detentions early in the morning as part of a corruption investigation.
We'll take a quick break. When we return, business news. Do stay tuned.
Check.
There we go.
106.7 and Wanzi.
And now for the business news.
The business news is brought to you by First National Bank. FNB. How can we help you?
First Quantum Minerals, FQM, has reiterated its commitment to supporting Zambia's economic growth through continued investment. Speaking during the handover of a 1 million kwacha check to the Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, in Lusaka for the inaugural Invest in Zambia International Conference, FQM Country Director Anthony Mukutuma emphasized the critical role of private sector involvement in driving economic progress. Mr. Mukutuma says FQM's more than 20 years of operation in Zambia have